Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Mr. Number 740. Ellen White's Helpers, Marion Davis and Fanny Bolton, Audio. Marion Davis and Plans for Publishing the Conflict Series We Are Pressing with All Our Might, the Volume 4, The Great Controversy, to its completion. The printers are driving us fast, and I believe we shall have hard work to keep up with them. I have next the Volume 1, Patriarchs and Prophets, to get out, then to revise Volumes 2 and 3, The Desire of Ages. If the dear Lord will help me, I shall be able to do this work. Marion has a heavy load upon her. She seems to stand it well as yet, but at times the pressure comes quite severe on her. Poor child. She works real hard. Fanny Bolton disconnected from Ellen White's work. Fanny Bolton has failed me after causing me the most intense suffering of mind by her tragic attitudes and her exalted opinion of her superior qualifications. She no longer has any connection with me, and she never will have again. Marion Davis is the only one now left. Nothing can now take her attention from the life of Christ, i.e., The Desire of Ages, the first volume of which we are now reading for the press. Often I lay down my pen and say, impossible, impossible for finite minds to grasp eternal truths and deep, holy principles, and to express their living import. I stand ignorant and helpless. The rich current of thought takes possession of my whole being, and I lay down my pen and say, O Lord, I am finite, I am weak and simple and ignorant. Thy grand and holy revelations I can never find language to express. Marion Davis and Ministry of Healing, do not worry about the book, The Ministry of Healing. Wait until we get home. Be of good courage. The Lord lives and reigns. Be of good courage in Him. Trust the dear Savior as a child trusts its parents. He loves you, and in your perplexities He will be your helper and your God. Be strong in the Lord, yeah, be strong. Do not try to work. Ride out in the Harper carriage with Sister Peck or with Sister Nelson. The rides would do both you and Sister Peck good. Keep in the open air as much as possible. Do not worry. When the book is finished, we shall thank the Lord. But I have thought that perhaps it might be delayed in His providence. I shall not fret nor hurry you. Take everything as easy as possible. Marion, I am praying for you, that the Lord will spare your life that you may remain with me. I hope we may not be separated again. Do not refuse to eat nourishing food. It is not the will of God that you should starve yourself. Eat regularly, that you may gain in strength. Do all that you can to aid in your recovery, and may the Lord comfort your soul. In Him is strength. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. If you continue to look to Him, you will be made like Him in character. I very much wish that I could be there to help you, but as this is impossible, I must be reconciled to what I cannot prevent. Be of good courage in the Lord. Jesus has compassion on you. You have done a noble work in helping me with my books, and the Lord will accept your life work. I am so glad that these books are being so widely scattered. You and I know how precious they are. You must not worry about the book, Ministry of Healing. Ride out every day, if possible. You must take a rest for a time. Have courage and faith and hope in the Lord. Trust in Him. He is the light of your countenance and your God. May God bless and comfort you, my child. Marion Davis's last illness. Marion, may the Lord strengthen and restore you, is my prayer. Oh, I am so sorry that you are sick. But do not lose self-control. You have a very strong will. Exercise that will in preserving your self-control. You will, won't you? My dear sister, you have handled these subjects so often. Just appropriate them to yourself, and receive the consolation that it is your privilege to have. Look away from your poor, miserable self to Jesus. He is the beauty of holiness. He wants you to submit yourself, as a little child, to Him. You have prepared many things that God has given me for others. I entreat you to be encouraged by the thought that you have been permitted to help me in my work for so many years. Let this thought comfort you. I entreat you to look away from yourself to the Lord Jesus, and in simplicity trust your Redeemer. Submit to that which Sister Nelson and your sister may wish you to do. Be peaceful in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is too wise to err and too good to do you harm. Be hopeful in God. Do not think of trying to do anything on the writings. May the Lord help you, is my prayer. Marion Davis's death, I would have been very glad, could I have felt free to remain another week in Battle Creek. I would have done this, but Marion's sickness called me home. Her case was a heavy weight on my mind. We received letters every day telling us of her increasing weakness. The thought that I must part with her was a great trial to me. She had been with me for 25 years, and we blended nicely in our work. I knew that if she should die, I could not find another to supply her place. Our ideas in regard to the work were one, and we often talked together. Every word that I spoke to make a point clearer, she would write out at once. I was so thoroughly worn out when I reached home that I feared a severe sickness was coming upon me. We found Marion very weak indeed. She was at the sanitarium, and Mrs. Kellogg, her sister, was with her. Mrs. Kellogg and Sarah McKenterfer were with Marion at the time of her death. She passed away very peacefully, and we feel that we can indeed say, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Revelation 14 verse 13. A few days before her death, we decided to go to Los Angeles, for our tickets were good only till the 3rd of November. We spoke to Dr. Evans about this, and he advised us to go, saying that we could be sent for whenever necessary. We decided to go on Monday, the day before her death, but we felt held to remain at home one more day. On Tuesday morning, we received word that she had lost consciousness at about 7 o'clock. We at once decided not to go to Los Angeles that day. She died at 4:30 Tuesday afternoon. The funeral was held the next day. She was laid away in the St. Helena Cemetery. I miss her greatly, and shall continue to, for she was a most faithful and efficient worker. How Ellen White dealt with her helpers, neither Marion, Davis, nor anyone is required to do just so many hours. Whenever they ask, a day is given off, and not a word said as to whether they have put in their full time, not a question or a criticism made as to time or amount of work done. They are left individually on their own responsibility. Over and over I have repeated, do not work when you do not feel well. I make no account of days when they do not do anything for me, whoever it may be. I never question their time, only to say, let their wages go right on, when sick, when attending meetings, or when engaged in work for themselves. In regard to Fanny Bolton, she has done very little of the work for 1 year. Since the Ashfield camp meeting, her mind has been diverted to other things, preoccupied with things that were of no service to the cause of God, and Satan has worked upon her imagination. It is not the work connected with me that has prostrated her nervous system. It is practicing a course of secrecy and deception and wrongdoing. It is not the requirements made upon her, but it is kindling a fire and walking in the sparks of her own kindling in connection with her wonderful desire for another woman's husband, lovesick sentimentalism. It was not my work when at Preston that had that effect on her which caused her to be nervously prostrated. It was her lovesick sentimentalism for a man in America, who has given up the truth. She expected he would write her, renewing his attentions to her, but no letter was received, and she almost blasphemed God because of his providence. She would ask, why does God permit these things to be? In such a spirit of vehemence and rebellion that I was frightened. Now the appearance is that poor Fanny has broken down in her work for Sister White, as though I had worked her to death. This is not the truth, but as such it will be regarded. Fanny has had her own way, and must suffer the result of her own course of action, but I must have the stigma, and the impression will go forth that poor Fanny is worked to death. I feel very sorry for the girl. I feel very sorry that she is suffering, but wrong impressions will be made in regard to my work. Fanny Bolton's claims refuted your words regarding me and my writings are false, and I must say that you know them to be false. Nevertheless, those unacquainted with you take your words as being the words of one who knows. Because you have been acquainted with me, and connected with me, you can state what you please, and you think that your tracks are so covered that they will never be discovered. But my writings have not stopped. They go out as I have written them. No words of my copyists are put in the place of my own words. This is a testimony that cannot be controverted. My articles speak for themselves. I will now only say further that I forgive you, and will continue to pray, as I have done, that you may be converted. The articles in the review give me more discouragement over your case than I have ever had, for I see you clothed in garments of pretentious light, and this is a terrible deception. May the Lord anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see yourself as you are, and that you may have that repentance that needs not to be repented of. Ellen White declines to take Fanny Bolton back. You asked if you could come back again and connect with me in my work, if you should regain your health. The light I have from the Lord is, she is not converted. I was shown that by your coming to my home, the Lord would give you an opportunity to clear your soul of its guiltiness in connection with me and my work. Your words had created in others ideas that would be communicated to still others. The opportunity was granted you to make straight and thorough work, to clear your soul, and place me in a clear and proper light before the people to whom you had spoken, to show that you had acted as my adversary. The light given me of God is that it was not the will of the Lord henceforth that you should have the least connection at any time with me and the work which God had given me to do.